in the study. Here is more quoting a Dreisler, part of which appears in the Mishnah here, but the main part of his quotation does not appear in the Mishnah. Even though it's written in the Gemara and Mishnah, they write on the side the comments of the starting bracket, and they write on the same bracket, and really should say Tanya here, not the Tanya, because the main part of the quotation doesn't appear in the Mishnah, that is given right. The Gemara calls this Mishnah that is right, and in order to demonstrate that there exists a sheet that we're learning the Gemara, and then Atero, and then you have a Tarubis, Arisa the Heter, but Arisa gets mixed in with a lot of Heter. And whatever I say, Rachel Ragnar Lahako sees that Chandra shape up. So it's possible. The original topic of Ragnar Lahako is not talking about a Chandra that says the same thing as it's going to be talking about it with different topics. And when an issue comes up to the base, he says it has a sense to the base, we should follow the majority rule. But Rashi writes in it's very important that in this same topic, after I'm not emphasizing that also, the principle of discipline. That if you have a little bit of trace of food, or a little bit of quality of food, or a little bit of something to close, and that becomes a side effect that gets mixed in with a lot of kosher food, and that gets mixed in with a lot of cardiac food, a cardiac clothing, or cable, whatever it happens to be. And I say that it's probably good. And two types of people are the people who are locked a lot, and the people of the other people are locked a lot, and that I know the Vazai, that everything is blended in together, the HP, everything is blended in together. So when I drink any spoonful of soup, I know the Vazai, I'm 100% sure that I'm eating a little bit of flavor. And it really should be open. That's not open because the people are locked a lot. You know, it's not ish. It's not a meal, it's not that everything is blended in, and I know for sure that I'm eating a little flavor. The other Biyari is a different type of discovery. It's a different type of taruk. It's a taruk. I don't know if I'll take this banana, is that the kosher banana? Is that the case banana? If you ask, who's the one, that this is the kosher banana. Or let's say two traces bananas get mixed up with three kosher bananas. You don't have to concentrate twice as much kosher as trace. You know, let's say two traces bananas get mixed in, you don't have to have that with four kosher bananas. Again, as opposed to the two shaved bananas, you have queso. Some folks from home, they have one of the requirements for queso. And that's why it's much. And I'm very certainly not that we're doing such requirements. That's the same problem just means that if it's slightly more, right? If it's slightly more, the whole thing will go together. If it's slightly more heifer than there is, a little bit more than 50%. It's not 66% or more. I say that it's kind of shape off. A kosher. Yeah, this stuff. The kosher should come up like that. The kosher butcher shop gets a little bit of trade meat gets mixed in accidentally. And I'm not mixing it in the major but to the end, a little bit of non-kosher accidentally got mixed in, and there's no way for it. Thank you very much. So if I tend to call it the kosher, which is a trade, so the dinner is okay, it will be possible. So we learned last week, and 2 weeks ago, we had it before Hanukkah, that sometimes there is a chumim in the Rabbanon, that in Yavish B'Yavish, the trade for food will not become possible. So if somebody can, let's say, have one person of chicken in Sunday, and another someone touched it, it became Sunday. If that share is touched it, it became Sunday, and the other steaks, or the other quarters of the chicken, are so on. And if Tarub is occurred, I can't identify which is in this case of chin. I can't identify which is the Tarub in the chin. So the Hasarud is in it, that's Khadu Chaybah. So the Tarub is in the chin, and the Chaybah chin becomes proper. So the Tarub is the other chin. The Tarub is the other chin, the Tarub is the other chin, so it becomes proper Khadu Chaybah. And the Rabban, we have it in that since the state are served together. So Khadu Chaybah is Tarub, the Khashun of Mike, it's not some mashed potatoes, not some meatballs. Since it's a kosher thing that you would serve to a guest, a kosher guest, the hatikah in this kind of not bottle sugar and rum, from the rum one. And similarly, the Gemara had an eye, that was in a different Gemara. The Mishnah of a resort, and this place of a resort. And the Gemara had another thing based on another Mishnah of Olo, that if you have a double sheet of minion, if you have meat, it's sold by the weight, it's not sold by the, they don't sell a lamb chop, the $2.5 worth, large or small. When it's done in the butcher shop, it's done by the way. is when the cells, the restaurants, the cells are the units, right? But the portion, but in the butcher shop on itself, we sell it by the way. So the Gemara says, what happens if you have an object which is sold by the unit as opposed to being sold by the weight? But then the Gemara says, it's a chum of the Gemara, but it's not awesome. What happens if it's sometimes sold by weight, sometimes sold by the unit? But then it's a machloek in some other way. The Gemara quotes this right to demonstrate that even though there is a machloek in some other way, it has to be the Mishnah or law. But everybody agrees that there exists an opinion that if it's sometimes sold by the unit, even though both are sometimes sold by the way, then it will not be both. That's the gist of what we're holding right now. That's how it's written before you. Well, it says that eggs were sometimes sold by the way and sometimes sold by the unit, sometimes sold by the way. And the retailer will buy this in the wholesaler, or will buy this in the farmer, will sometimes buy it by the way. He won't purchase it by the unit. If you have eggs, that's what it's doing, my better paper. You have several with a trace egg, gets mixed in with a kosher egg. And you can't identify which is which. Is there any reason in the world to say that it should not be important? And you might say, well, we all have that opinion. That if you have an item which is sometimes sold by the unit, even though both are sometimes sold by the weight, it's considered a double shooting opinion. And it's not possible for anything you can understand why the paper won't be broken. So the Gemara says on the fourth line from the bottom, but our problem, the time of this writer says that an egg is not possible, time of the literature seals that we follow the time of the writer that we had earlier, on top of the dot, follows the writer that we're going to quote soon, the rest of the lines and dot. The Yomar, his opinion is that called double should have been in. Any object which is ever sold by you, even though it's also sometimes sold by way, and even if the Easter is only an Easter to that one, I feel a bit of that one, and it's why it's the culture into the right, certainly so we have an Easter to the right, we were discussing before, a base to that note from an eagle. An eagle is a chicken, if a hen lays an egg, so it's kosher. But if an eagle lays an egg, or if a hen is a traitor, has a broken wing, has a broken leg in such a way that you're not allowed to eat. Sometimes the leg is broken, so after you shed the chicken, you're not allowed to eat from the break up. And sometimes if the leg is broken, it's broken up to the body of the chicken, then the whole chicken will be a traitor. So come up to ask for the chicken, when only that part of the spring, when only the broken part is traitor, and when the entire chicken is traitor. So what happens if you have a hand that's walking around? It's alive. But it's not too healthy. It's alive, but not too healthy. The hind that has a broken wing or a broken leg in such a way that the entire chicken, the entire hand is labeled as a traitor. And that hand lays an egg. The Gemara said earlier that a beis ha-traitor is not the fact that you're not allowed to eat. It's just like a beis ha-traitor. The eagle will lay an egg. It's like milk that comes from your cow, milk that comes from your horse, milk that comes from a chazir. It's also about your land, it's about our husband as well. So the Gemara wanted to know, why should anybody say that if you have a base to that home from the north family, a base to that home from the north family, or it's a shape of base of shape of. That base to is not vocal. If you have a base to the home of the Shabbos, to that Adobe Shesha Matthias, that you understand is not vocal. Not everything. You have a patient that's molded from an old stomach. Or a patient that's molded from an old traitor, a kosher hen. A hen lays an egg, but the hen happens to be a traitor, has a broken leg, and the entire hen does one. That means it says, well, that has to be possibly eaten as well, because that patient will never be possible. So I said, yeah, because this patient is followed this time, it's this patient, or sometimes both on the union, so it's not possible. Kosher to the right. The right is a quote that if you have something that sometimes sold by the unit, you know, you need something to the right. Well, I'm not sure if it's a kosher union. It's not bothering you. Certainly before we were talking about a base of Shinoza from an old comment, a base of Shinoza from an old trade for that, it's correct, it certainly is not wrong. What is this, the Israel Abana that we're talking this time? At the time, we have a Mishnah, a right that speaks about a farmer. A farmer has figs growing in Eretz Yisrael. He has bushels and bushels of figs, then he plucks them off in the tree. But he has it in that whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to mop the humus and mites before you submit it to eat it. Everything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is fresh. The holy land, everything is fresh. What's about you? It's a bit of cattle. It's a strange concept. It's a bit that everything is several until you mop the humus and mites. If you mop the humus and mites, everything is wonderful. Everything is holier than anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael. Before you mop the humus and mites, we have a big problem. Because of the Kedusha, because of the Kedusha's Eretz, And if this is what my pleasure chooses tonight, you throw the last question, if you are not the sure, everything has any success. So you might wish the truth, sure, so you take off 2% and a third of there's no shield. If the Rabban gave you shield, you have to take off a minimum of 2%, 2 bushels out of 100, you get the recurring, and then you give 10% to the Mighty Rishon, then you give 10% of what's left, and then another 9% of the total amount for Mighty Shemi and Mighty Lo. So this 2% that you might wish the truth, even though you could have really taken off one marshal, if you wanted the chief of that, then I'm sure you can give one thing, you can take one kernel of grain, one little mushroom, and give it as fuel. Let's say if you take one fig, cut off a slice from a fig, you give that to the grain, and that's your whole shulman. But if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to have to give 2%. So what if you give the 2%, the entire 2% becomes shulman and minatera. I don't say that just a mushroom becomes shulman, the entire thing becomes shulman and minatera. Now what happens if that sugar falls in, it's mixed up with other things? So a non-Kohen is not permitted to eat it. It's the presence of Shulman and non-Shulman. Shulman is forbidden for a Kohen. Shulman is forbidden for a non-Kohen to eat. Well, let's say it's not with a Kohen, but it comes. So if an Ishmael has said, if you're a Kohen Kohen, to eat Shulman, you have to be a Kohen Kohen to eat Shulman. If you are not Kohen, you're the Nisar. And if you're a Kohen Kohen, you're the Nisar.
You never would say Shulman to eat.
Why should we negotiate something unique? Because I can give it
to
a card where I can eat it when I'm sober. It's not. The Ran in the Torah, the Ran is done back in those days, but he mentioned a few weeks ago, the Ran asked the Sakasha, why should we consider the negotiation on Tina? How about Nathan? Why do you say that the chase is no way out? I have an answer. Give it to a friend. What if we go to the next and then eat it? The Ran giving you the rules and regulations, why it's not considered negotiation? It's a good question. That's not exactly what the Ran. The very long Ran. Gigantic Ran. The question, if it is, that's the minimum, that's the same. And the Rabban, they went further and declared that Shulman is only on the Bachil and Mutabah, no. But Orlo, what's Loi Hakem, Orlo, Paris, I grew up with first in the year. Even a Mutabah, I'm only married to Shulman. If I planted a tree in America, and I had Paris, I grew up with first in the year, for those Paris, I want to talk to you about Mutabah, no. That's Loi Hakem. If I plant, let's say, vine, I plant grapes right next to a field with wood, right next to grapes. It's forbidden for me to eat the clark cherry if I was planted bad as I'm. Nobody violated any of it. It's time for planting the choices. That didn't even apply for the floor. You're not allowed to eat Kaloi Hacher. Even if it was planted to Shalakum, even if it was planted in a foot floor, it's forbidden to eat. I have the question to happen to buy any flour in the store. Maybe happen to buy any grapes, happen to buy any flour. Maybe everything is clark cherry. The Muslims and the foot floors, we have it in the stopping Kaloi Hacher and the Muslims. Rather than that, it's not happening to buy anything. Maybe it's not this much. It's not that wrong. You have to know that you have, that it's coming from a people, it comes from a Goyish law. So they're careful not to grow things on them over the earth. And sometimes growth can help. And some seasons, sometimes you can't rely on growth. It depends where you're buying from. If you know which area you're buying from, so then you can sell there what they're open. Sometimes they're open in the area. Sometimes you're not so sure what they're open. I don't know what the story is. So the Mishnah and the Brightness speak over here about the farmer who was mocking his 2% of his fig at Truma. And then his Truma got mixed in with non-Truma-digger figs, and he can't figure out which figs are the Truma-digger figs and which Truma and which figs are the non-Truma-digger figs. And the requirement is that if they're upon the need, must I. Why does the Gemara consider that an Issa de Rabbanan? The Gemara says this time that we're going to quote the speaking of an Issa de Rabbanan. And he still said that his seeds are sometimes sold by the unit and they're all pressed together. So you sell it by the equal example. Sometimes you sell it by the unit, even though you sometimes also sell it by the way. Nevertheless, he's kind of all the presumption of minion, and it does not become both. And Paul should have alluded that he said the right like the data or the salt here, the data of trade, but then he would certainly say that it's sometimes sold by the unit, and he's considered to go to the unit. Why did he need to the Rabbana? Children's are not in their rights, you know? And that's a very nice story. We're not talking about Surya. The old Jewish Surya was only in Rabbana because Rabbi Rabbana didn't even doubt the full position. We're talking about Surya as himself. Don't say Surya. Why is this in the Rabbana? So this is a major dispute in the Rishayim. This is Rabbi Allah Alamayka. Rashi, on the top of Dawud Amin Aleph, on the fifth line. Rashi doesn't tell you right away what's going on. Rashi, on the fifth line, on the next job, Rashi is really going to need this quickly. So he said that Trumas Peres the Rabbana. Oh, the Trumas Peres the Rabbana. That's what's the Rabbana. What do you mean it's the Rabbana? Chumash, every time he speaks of Truma, and every time he speaks of Maitre, he doesn't come into the ocean by Truma, Truma doesn't come into the ocean in Korea. So Rashi and Tesis declare that this place is in the right of the opinion is like that. There's a Truma's case that in how Torah the obligation to be Magish Truma is only applied on the dog on the Jewish ears, dog on his grain, grain meaning on the Kamejian ears, dog on wheat and barley, and the other grains that are that fall under the headings of wheat and barley. There are two men. Usually say he probably also has suffered, not exactly doing. The right person that you read. Why is not one of the Hamashi being a dog? Only reason why we choose rye, but when you say Hamashi, a rye bread, is because the rye bread has regular grain in it. A regular flour, as we do. But if you have pure rye, it would be, cooked rye, it would be burnt meat or dog. Wouldn't be the and if you make bread from it, it would be shock. It would be a shock, but it would be better than burnt meat or dog. It would be rye bread, it would be a shock. And oats is also a major problem, but the oats is usually a major problem. Shadow of each cheerio is directly supposed to be a cheerio, but Shadow of each cheerio is really big, very big, and I'm not going to get to it. Well, not, but let's say those two, you eat oatmeal cookies. Is it really true that oats is in a major problem, and you say very big, and I'm not going to get to it? Well, the whole thing is a problem. And oats is a regular vegetable, not a vegetable. And I'll just point out that Rashi always gives you the law. Rashi gives you the French word for that. Whenever the Gemara has the Hamashi in the Gemara, Rashi gives you the translation. He always gives you the French word for all. Whatever, whether Rashi's right or wrong, but Rashi says that it's wrong. The idea comes from Rashi. The question, how long? But basically, we notice that there's only two kinds of grain. There's only wheat and barley. And the other is the Gemara that's keeping some food, which goes to all sheep from. Basically, there's only wheat and barley. And the other two are subcategories. Subcategories of wheat and subcategories of barley. So based on what the Gemara says, you should be able to figure out. That's what he taught me today. When he was probably oats is so far away from wheat. From barley, it's further away than rice is. The Gemara has a Makalaki Tataman, where the rice is considered one of the Hamashis, whether they are 500 dogs or 600 dogs. Some of them are doing it. They're six. We probably owe by itself. But rice, and we don't accept the decision. So this professor Phelps points out that rice is not considered one of the Hamashim and Dovin, even though it's more similar, even though it's so similar, it's certainly oats is less similar than rice. So most of the Rishonim claim, Rashi, Tosfos, and Rabbah are of the opinion that the only favorite that grow in Eretz Yisrael are Yechayim and Atzeres, which is part of the Ramban, means the Hamashim and Dovin, then Tzivos means wine. And then Yitzhar means olive oil. This is a perfect question when you say about the relationship point the Torah said he wants to kind of fish with me. What is dog fish in Yitzhar? The boy didn't know. Fish. Why was the ocean set up? The boy didn't know. He didn't fish. The issue that is. But that doesn't appear in your day. Here we go. You have to know that. It doesn't appear in your mind. You didn't have to know that. We should know it anyway. It says fish over there. So tirash means one, and yitzah means olive oil. Then there's a further question on the assumption that in Atar you only obligated to be makish for his wife. What if you have grapes that you didn't make into one? What if you have olives that you didn't squeeze out to make olive oil? Do you say that the olive oil is higher? That means that olives are higher. Olives are higher than olive oil. We're also fine. Grapes are higher. Therefore, wine is higher. How can you say that grapes and olives are not higher than sugar from life? You're going to eat them the way they are. And only if you squeeze them out, then they're fine. So that's the further calculation. Rambam says, only tirosh is higher. And grapes is higher. Only yitzer is higher. And all of them are kind of out there. The only kind of shmish might be warm. And other Mishnahs disagree, they say that that's why this time I love it. You made your own Mishnah, has a passion in Shabbat, he has an issue in Shubhas. It contradicts the Rambam. That's the third question. The Rambam's opinion, not so. The Rambam writes, the Rambam understands against the Rambam. That if all of them are kind of shmish might be out there, you may well out of them. It's one that's kind of big shmish is kind of, and many grapes are also high. What are you going to tell me? That's great. Olives are the only fruits that are high, all the other fruits are butter. Marishtana grapes and olives, Marishtana grapes and olives. If you're going to tell me from the juices, the grape juice and olive oil has a different status from all the other juices, that we must have. We must have in Kulan, that's called coffee. We must have a Mishnah like that, no less terrible juice. That if you have, let's say, a fruit that's also about you, for example, I plant a tree, and the terrace I grow, the first 3 years are also about you. These are all, so what if I want to say, if I eat all of them, I get malchus. I violated the Nazir that right? And if I eat it, I said, right, they're going to give me malchus. So what happens, instead of eating the oil, I squeeze out the juice, and I drink orange. Instead of eating the oranges of the oil, I squeeze it out and drink the orange juice. So there's a dispute of blessing of Yeshua and the Mishnah, and we pass it in that with no malchus. So the only time that there's malchus on the juice is on Ashim, Ha'yekim, and Azayim, and on the only on olive oil and only on wine. These are the only two. If you would say that the Torah distinguishes between the juices that the mashmayotim and azeifim and unloving, those are still considered tevel. The mashmayotim and the others are somehow not considered tevel. That I can understand. But say on the table itself, that the olives and the grapes are the only fruits that are high in sugar and nitrates and the other fruits are not, Manishtan, olives and grapes. Maybe you'll say only Shikatan Yitzhak and Shtat for the American store. Okay, that you can say, but you can't deal with the doctor to olives and grapes. Don't Hashem say like that. The top of the first book of Shikatan Yitzhak. Don't Hashem say like that. Because not only are olives and grapes high, you have double Kirishi Yitzhak. But if you say that grapes and olives are high, you can't specify. You can't single out grapes and olives more so than figs and pomegranates and the figs. So you have to include all of those also. Oh, the Shikatan Yitzhak and Shtat for the American store. But the Rambam was bothered with this. The Rambam understood, not like the Rambam HaKunish. The Rambam understood that the grape juice is tied to the human mind and the Rambam, and olive oil is tied, and the grapes are tied to the olive oil also tied. And he didn't want to say that only olives and grapes are tied to it. He said, that's not a category. There is no category. Category of fruit that distinguishes between grapes and olives and all other fruits. The kid doesn't exist. I didn't want to say that the color of the Shibis HaKunishin is tied to the American. We just come, you won't find anywhere in the Chumash in the Tanakh and the Gemara, but Shibis HaMikdash, you start from American store, that's deep in the store, you have to say the Gemara, it actually play a role, the Spartans might come and say that it doesn't, but the Rambam knows that it doesn't make sense, but the Rambam understood, if these two fruits are high, all fruits are high. So oranges are high in our favorite, and apples, and figs, and dates, everything, all the fruits are high in our favorite. I didn't merge the research that Mike and Derek is only the Rabbana. Mark says that a Prussian Smith might be some vegetables in the rubber. Well, who's not? The Rambam has a distinction on the level of their eyes between fruits and vegetables. You know that the things on the level of the Rambam, the way you say Dorothy Rambam and you say Dorothy Rambam. No, there are distinctions as far as the meaning of slime. The Rambam claims there's a distinction on the level of their eyes here with respect to human mice. He claims that all the fruits that grow in every soil are high in human mice, they're not there. And all vegetables are on high in human mice, they're not there. That's the Rambam. According to Rashi and Tosis in the Rise of the other thing, why the Gemara is over here, that this Mishnah, this Rise is talking about Nisa de Rabbana. Why is it Nisa de Rabbana? Because we're not talking about Dovin Tirushogit, but we're talking about Truma, that the farmer was not rich from Viv, from Ta'inim, and the Truma got mixed in with Kulin, the physician and the bride are going to discuss how exactly, how much heavily, how much non-truth the effort and what to be the Zatu, the truth. According to Rashi, or Rabbi Shem, the answer to the question is according to the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is that even seeing the height of the truth is my Zatu. Why does it mark that this is only an issue of the Rambam? And it's hard to say that the requirements for mayors is the Rambam. That's the bit of truth. Then I've heard of the meaning that you have the truma, spoke with the tread. And that the Rabban and only do you require that you have 100 units of chumah against the 1 unit of truma. Well, it doesn't say that we're working with a shear between the Rabban. Or it sounds like the whole issue is wrong with the Rabban. Why is the whole issue wrong with the Rabban? The use of truma should be an issue there, right? Shear between the Rabban. Very difficult. But the Rambam understood, the Gemara had to say that it's talking about truma, the man has said. When was the mission of the Christ written? The mission of the days of Mishra Abeinu. All of the Shnai, all of the writings were written in the period. It didn't go before the days of Ezra. All of the writings were written in Kumas by Shein. You're into the Kumas by Shein. But the writings are talking about Shumas and Maitis with Manah Zeh. The Rambam's opinion is that Shumas and Maitis with Manah Zeh is wrong with the Rambam. What exactly does that mean with Manah Zeh? It doesn't mean it has to be in 70. Don't be ahead of the effect. There is one, there are opinions in Tamarim, and there are opinions in Amarim, and he's shown this one obscure opinion that Rabbi Nisbora, the author of the same Bahad Shuma. So it's one of the following things with Rabbi Nisbora, who wrote this, it's a little thing that is done in the same Bahad Shuma. He covers all of that, how we should come out of one little place, more than a kid to Shalom. Covers up all the Shalom, and all of them, either everything, Shabbos, Kash, everything, in one little book. More than a kid to Shalom. All the sheep that are being born up here in that little state Russia. Now they made it bigger because they had an adaptation. But the whole, the original state Russia that they think is very small. So the state Russia is only a thing that the only mission of is like that. That the Kedusha Shriya, the Ezra, the Shriya is going to create the Kedusha Paragas, and he came in. I then keep a shorter. And then when the book had been destroyed the first day Sandy Kedush, and they chased all the Jews out and said, God, the Kedusha was talking about the point of it. Then when Ezra came back in the beginning of the Parishani, he and Zara told the Kedusha, he made the Kedusha Shmir. So the Bein of Barah, Barah Bein of Barah, the one and only Kedusha of Pashim, there's another one or two or three Kedushas that are new, the minority opinion, that just like at the time of the book of Parishani, the Kedusha Torah was Bokla, so at the time of the book of Parishani, the Kedusha Torah was also Bokla. So the Kedusha Torah was Bokla, so the whole application of the Marcus Jewish might be today, but only people, they're not wrong, there's a story, I have no Kedusha, and a lot of other rights, they have to wait for somebody to try to finish it and do it. And no one did it yet. And the obligation to fulfill all of it, so to respond, is only being the Rabban. Yeah, but none of the Mishnah know that there. The Rambam doesn't know that. The Rambam writes the same. The Kedusha Shmi with Kisha not the Rabban. When Ezra and Dara saw the Kedusha, if that was the only way to the Kedusha, it won't have to be renewed again. The point of the Rambam happens to say that it's broken by Shumas the Mait is this Mam Hazer, well, it has to be a 70. It's a Kurban by Shemi. Things change. It is no longer a Kedusha Torah, it is no longer a Kedusha Torah, it is no longer a Kedusha Torah. The Rambam explains what he's talking about. The Rambam in the end, Sarakamah, the verse of Shum is right. Shum of Hamayit is Yizman HaZeh, Afilu Dimei Ezra, was only for the Rabbanim. Shum of Yizman HaZeh, the Rabbanim doesn't mean after the Chukim by Hashem, after the years there. Yizman HaZeh means after the Chukim by Kisho. It goes back a few hundred years. After the Chukim by Kisho, from the time the Chukim by Kisho, Shum of Hamayit is only for the Rabbanim. Why? Because when they came back in the beginning of the Kufas Vaisheni, they didn't have Kol Yashver Olam. Hardly anybody came back. The minority of the Jewish population that was existing at that time came, most of the people stayed in Kol. And only a few of the Jewish population came there to Israel. And the Rambam writes, in order to be obligated to have Torah, in Shuvah Samaritan, you have to have Kol Yashver Olam. We're in the world of the Gedishon, where does it say in the Torah that you have to have Kol Yashver Olam? That's focused around the Torah, we've got the Yodah. The first and third words, the Kol Yashver Olam. The focus is on the Lord, we should proclaim, and to all its inhabitants. The Lord will die willingly, Lord, for us. The Kol Yashver Olam, what do you mean Kol Yashver Olam? To all its inhabitants, the Gemara says, this man should call Yashver Olam. All the Jews in the world, the Chol Mokai Mishayim, are considered citizens of Eretz Yisrael. They live in Eretz Yisrael, then they are where they belong. And told them that they're not in Eretz Yisrael, then they're not where they belong. So the Prophet says, call Yashver Olam. Oh, call this is one Jew. They have to have an ambassador to America, they have to have a representative in the nation. So call these royals. Now, if you have right for the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, then you have a mitzvah yoichel. If you don't have right of the Jews, and you can't get Ruach HaKodesh, then you don't have a mitzvah yoichel that I've heard. So the Rambam understands, based on the Gemara, and the Gittin in the beginning of Moses Chatzon, that if you don't have yoichel, then you don't have shmita. Because the only time you have shmita in Eretz Yisrael, when the shmita is going to be left yoichel. The shmita, you're going to count 7 and 7 and 7 and 7. You're not going to lead anywhere, because the whole shmita is going with the Rabbanon. And so the Rambam tells us that shmita is my Zed, all of the Rabbanon, because there's no yoichel. Why is there no yoichel? Because you don't have Kol Yisrael on that. If you don't have shmita in Atzeira, then you don't have Shumas to my either. Because what does our Rambam say? When do you not reach Shumas to my Zed? So how long is it going to be spent? You have units within every 7 year cycle. The first 3 years are one unit, the next 3 years are another unit. The 17 are not Mishenzik. And in the first 3 years, the first 2 years are not Mishenzik, my division by the Shenzik. And the third year, then the next, and then you have to give everything away by the Pesach of the fourth year, the Shas Abir. And then the next 3 years start another cycle. The first two of those 3 years are Shimon Zerah, which is my commission, my Shemi. And the sixth year, Shimon Zerah, my commission, my Zerah. In the 17th, not Mahavish, anything by the Pesach of the 17th, you have to give away the Shas Abir. You have to give everything away. So everything revolves around Shemitah. And Shemitah revolves about Yoichel. So the Rambam understood that if you don't have Kol Yisrael on level, the majority of the Jewish population is not living in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have Yoichel. That's the Gemara in the end of there, and that's one of the things. If you don't have Yoichel, then you can't have Shemitah. That's the Gemara that's being on my spot. The Rambam just puts it together. It's not even geometry. It's just plain arithmetic. If you don't have Yoichel, then you don't have Shemitah. If you don't have Shemitah, then you don't have Shemitah to Mayim. So it's how about value? How do you know what you're supposed to be Mavish? You don't know what year it is. You don't say, take it in the right of the Chum, you have to be Mavish everything. It's not a fake of the right. If there's no shmita, so it's not the first year, it's not the second year. You can't label it as any year. You can't label it. You're not having any regard. And that's what the Rambam's opinion is. That Shumah Ba'amaisis is Manah Zeh. Afidu B'nei Ezra. The Rambam's Afidu B'nei Ezra was only with the Rabban. The right is there. This agrees strongly with the Rambam. He says, no, the Gemara is there. Gemara has that phrase a lot of times. Rambam HaKinam, the Shumah is Manah Zeh, the Rabban. So the Rashi says, whenever that phrase appears, Rashi always says, whenever that phrase appears, suddenly it's Manah Zeh, and they the Ezra, that's only Rabbah. It's not as then you get to the assembly based on the premise that Yusha Shneer, or God, it's Shalom and Rabbah. So just like the Yusha Vishaya that Yeshua created was Babu at the time of Churban by Yusha, so too the Yusha Shneer was created by Ezra, became Babu at the time of the Churban by Shem. And the Rashi says, we don't accept that opinion. We pass Matrimah with Manah Zeh, is that right? The Rambam says that that's not wrong. It's a Shalah Awitah. Shalah Awitah. The Rambam. Yerudea Simen Shin Lam Nalev. It's a very long Simen. Yerudea. The Shulamach Dokum Simen Shin Lam Nalev. All of the Dinim. I think it's next to the long Simen in Shulamach. The long Simen in the Shulamach. The Simen Yud Zayin. And evidence. That's the history of the Jewish people. The Simen Yud Zayin. The Petra Ahun. So they describe their husband is missing, and they find a dead body, and they have their reason to believe that he was killed. And that's the whole history of the Jewish struggles from the beginning to the end. That's the longest thing in the Shemana. This is the Zion of Ebenezer that describes all the situations in Ebenezer. This is next to the longest thing. It's in the Shin Lam Rao from Yeradeya, where the Shemana writes all the Dinam of Shunas and Maiz, and this is the Torah. Top of everything up quickly because he lived in Europe. So he didn't have any Dinam of Shunas and Maiz. He writes quickly about the Dinam of Shunas and Maiz. He writes quickly And Shukhanara, here's his character in the Nam Sukhara, this is Sukhara, it was not there. So he wrote a long arena, so that's it. If the tour would have lived there, so it would have broken it down to many years, it would have broken it down to 30, 40, 50, 60 months. If the tour lived in New York, didn't have it, this passes up in a few days. And Shukhanara is a very long thing. So the beginning is in the Shin Lam and Allah, there are more close to this issue, whether we follow the Rambam or not. And a lot of our friends say that even though usually the Ashkenazim both follow the Rambam, usually the Sfaradim of the time the Sfaradim follow the Rambam, the Ashkenazim usually follow our senses. Here, many write that Rambam is that we follow the Rambam. So we assume that even the Rambam there, that Ushishni was my Buffalo. Ushishni Kitchel Shah and Kitchel of the Rambam, we assume that Ushishni was never Machag and Shunis Maitis when I said. Because they didn't have to let that Polish girl And there was no Yoichel when I said it was Mashmik, when I said it was Mashmik, and the source of this Rambam is this Gemara, that's what I have in his post-op. This Gemara, very good. I tell you that our people did the Rabbanu as well. Why is it the Rabbanu? It's not because it's Shartaris outside the government of Yerushim. It's a Rashi one. Shumas Teres the Rabbanu. The Rabbanu was not true, only Shumas Yerik. Why is it Yerik is the Rabbanu? Shumas Teres, the Rabbanu doesn't distinguish between olives and grapes and all the other fruits, even the fruits that are not in the Shukasan, even the oranges, not only the pomegranates and the figs and the dates. He doesn't distinguish. All the fruits are in the Padamat, all in the same form. The Rabban understands that the Shukasan Shukas is not a dead Rabban, and this man is dead doesn't mean because Lord Tishul has to offer. Even in the days of the Manchu, it was only the Rabban. And the Prophet would say, Rabban, that's what we are not even offering. We assume that it's only the Rabban, everything, even on wheat. Even on wine, we assume that the Shulman Rabban don't have a problem. The Rishis started their right, you know, for what? For those that we don't observe. Lekka, Sheikh, or Peya. That's not a fair advice. That's not what we give. Lekka, Sheikh, or Peya. Those things. But the Shulman, because that's not connected with Shemitah. That doesn't depend what year of Shemitah is. But with respect to Shulman tonight, that's only with the Rabban, because that does depend what year of Shemitah is. I'm going to point that out. If the Rambam holds that Kedusha Torah is their right to the Noyai, there's no Shemitah in our Torah, as long as the Rambam is not Shemitah Maitre, so with respect to what he said we have Kedusha, yeah, has Kedusha Torah, it's like a Sheikh Sotei, hey, that's their right. That's what the Rambam has done, none of the forms give like a Sheikh Sotei.
Not a good
the truma you can give a mashal. You must have the right. Even though the rabban may not love the mash, mashal you have to be concerned. But the man is going to throw it out, you can give a mashal. Yes, same stuff. The mathematician, you can't give a mashal. The mathematician really puts people away from what they eat. The practice and Aristotle that are most places, they don't give it to a lady. Why don't they give it to a lady? You see how much the halal of the right. That is proof that he's related to what he was saying. I'll show you his contact form. Of course he can prove it's a full name. Can't come back and really, everybody knows I'm a full name. It's very difficult why they don't keep away the mic and shine. I've never mental doctor, but he did that. He's still, but it's right. It was not the visit him at that time. He's told the wrong point, but it's not right. He has to give away the truth. Yeah, but no. Jume, you only have to read it before. Jume, you only have to smash it when you burn it. But the right solution may be even the tumor. Once you give it to the lady, he can treat it even more. So we found it. I'm going to cut that out and you're not. Well, my solution is also the Zag. I'm also the Zag. We found the Gusa the Zag. Gusa the Zag, Gusa the Zag. But you don't fulfill the picture of the Tina. You have to give it over to a lady. There is a din in the Rabbanah that when it comes to Akrobat Korbanah in a different English, you require a claim to use it. That's not a Tzadikin, that's a Tzadikin. The Bible of Yuchsin is only legally Akrobat Korbanah in a different English. The prophet says to take your Ezra, and many Kohanim have come back from Gogol to serve in a different English. Bikshu, Shavam HaNasiyachet, the love of Zohar, I think the prophet reads, and the Gohan will read Hakuna, the difficult prophet reads. So the Gemara in the second paragraph still just says that that's the Kuna of the Rabbana, that you require a claim to you, but it's the Makus Kabbalah from Beit HaMikdash. But anything that has not any other function of Kuna, namely governing or taking Shum or reading Shum, any other aspect of the Kriya Kassar, anything outside of Hakuna Kabbalah, there is no Kuna of the Rabbana that you need a claim to. But there is no requirement even with the Rabban. They even have problems with Karban and Gufa. When they wanted to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, in every generation there was always a movement to build the Beit HaMikdash. Just 20 years ago, it hasn't changed 20 years. Those are big push. We should bomb the mosque and don't make an Israel again. So the child was, which Kohanim are going to be marked with the Karban? We only have a handful of Kohanim in Yerushalayim. They have some units that they can establish all the way back where they are. So those Kohanim will have to stay up 7 days, 3, 24 hours a day, do the Hakron Shakrachon. We don't have so many Kohanim to do the Hakron Shakrachon. So the Pasuk said, the Pasuk said years ago, Yiddish Kalasha had a time bomb. He didn't know that there was a mosque and the Makom HaMikdash wasn't sincere. And he wanted to buy it and go to the Beit HaMikdash and he said, what's going to be with this problem? What's going to be with this problem? I'm going to say this, this is the Kuna, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. The world of there is problem. It's not the world of problem. And one of the problems that we face with this, we don't have enough for how do you husband? And our law requires that you have to have a cousin, you have to stop throwing up. She came up with this kiddush, she says, it is only a chumrah with the rabbanim that you need a kohen. It's not a din that I tell you. It is a simple chumrah that you need a kohen in Yuchus. And I tell you, a kohen has often a justice for a kohen in Yuchus. But in good mechadish, it's a chumrah with the rabbanim that you require a kohen in Yuchus. You have problems like rabbanim. It's only an intervention. When it's possible, if you have a kohen in Yuchus and a kohen has often, you only let the kohen in Yuchus do it. But if you have to bring carbon time in Shoshachar, and late in the morning, and if you don't bring the Tom Shoshad at night, but this is Mount HaKadosh HaKadosh, and the only part of God is the part of the Shem, if it's the Kren Kadosh. So you rely on the Zizya, you rely on the Zizya, right? You revert back to the Zizya, right? That's the reason for that. She was the Talmud of Rebbe Kivayi. He sent the Shtikol Tzedek, he sent his whole paper. Rebbe Kivayi was the Rebbe Kivayi. He was mocking him. That is curious. And then Rebbe Kivayi was the father-in-law of the Chassam Tzedek. And he said that three wives, one of the middle wife of Rebbe Kivayi, one of Rebbe Kivayi's wife. I think it's 1 year older. 1 year older than something. It's up. First of all, that's Dutchel. That's my son Dutchel. So the Kivayi was the father-in-law of the Chassam Sefer. He's older by 1 year. But he spent the whole trip of the Jewish scholarship in the Chassam Sefer. He's masking also. He's telling him about it. He also has the requirement to find the Yukat is only the Rabbah, it's only the Kadesh, the Kadesh. But the whole requirement is only the Gabi Korban. The Gabi Yachid was assuming the Gabi getting an Amir, the Gabi looking at the Gabi sitting out there, there isn't any requirements at all, it's like, it's only the Gabi Korban. This Gemara is the source of this pathway. Gemara says that the right is speaking about Nisa, which is only the Rabbanon. The truth is only the Rabbanon. Why is it only the Rabbanon? The Rashi and the Rav HaRishonim say, because Shuma outside of Gom Kirish Nisa is only the Rabbanon. And the Rambam, whose opinion we have accepted, very strange. You see, the Rambam has original unique opinions, so we don't follow the start of the essay. The Chabad was starting to follow around the Rav HaRishonim. But the Ashkenazim most of the time don't follow Shere Rambam. Here, the Ashkenazim say that we all assume that the Rambam is right. The Shumas is not as dead, it's only the Rambam. The Rambam is dead not only. Meaning after the Chubim by Shem, because nothing changed. The Rambam is after the fact, nothing changed, because special was the Rambam. The whole period of by Shem is not only the Rambam, because there was no problem with Shere Rambam. So what is this? So let's get this just the back of what we're talking about. We're talking about Shumas, they got mixed up with non-Shumas. And the issue is, can a not Kohen eat Kutarubis? Or can I, may a Kohen who's Tomei eat Kutarubis? Because the Kohen Tomei didn't eat Shum. But if I say that the Shum would lose its identity for the bulk of the world, then it would be there. Not by that, he's going to be the Shum of the Shum. So the Din is, if you're not saying that the bulk of the world is there, you are going to have to have Mei, or you have to have the hundreds of units of Chumas, the Mavaku, the one which of Shum, or here, this Mishnah dies on the third line from the bottom of Yom Zeh, it's not wrong. There was an athletic of Blazer and Rabbi Yeshua. What exactly was an athletic? There was an athletic in later generations, Meir and Rabbi Yudah. What was the athletic of Blazer and Rabbi Yeshua from earlier generations? They didn't have it written down. So it was given over about that. Because it was given over about that, so an athletic for that. I think it was a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. What was an athletic between Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Yeshua? So normally, whenever there's machlech, the blazer of Yeshua, the blazer is part of the Beishama, the blazer of Shabbutim, or as in Nidid, the Abzangu Reis, the blazer of Shabbutim. We never pass much of blazer. Most of the wrong, I think, four cases in Gan Shah. But the blazer of Rabbah, blazer of Benut, for the blazer of Rabbah, and he disagrees with the Khan, there are only four places that we pass much. We never pass much. He's the one who says that the place like this, and then there's Shabbutim that he's right, and the wall started to, and the tree fell down, and the water went back, and the Salah, he's in his words, But maybe the high level,
he don't talk like a blazer, because he's the high level, that's what we don't talk.
So the Gemara says, why don't we talk? Because the blazer shamut, the question on blazer shamut, the Rashi says, because they put it in shamut, they put it in there. That's not really what it means. The Blazer Shamut is going to be a Talmidei Sham. It says it's going to be a Talmidei Sham. So usually, if you have a Makhlis of Blazer and a Chachamim, the Blazer is going to be a Talmidei Sham, usually it's going to be a Blazer and a Chumr. With the right form, you can get to it. The Sham is usually the Chumr. The Nishman Atheist has altered for this sort of Chumr Bei Shammai, Chumr Bei Tirot. That's the exception to the rule. The rule usually is that the Shammai is, if you like so, you get that the Shammai is not there, and they say, well, it's Mekor. At Leibet, and I need the Shammai, at Leibet, and maybe you argue that Rabbi Yeshua, at Leibet, was not there. Rabbi Yeshua is Mekor. Here is one of the exceptions to the rule. At Leibet is the one with Mekor. This added tradition. It wasn't not related to Leibet and Yeshua. At Leibet was the Mekor, and Yeshua was the not. But exactly, what were they fighting about? So that's the tradition was more. There was in many generations there was a dispute between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. What was the argument of Blazer and Chacham? The story was the former had taken the thing and he put them together to make Yehudah, to make these units. So one whole unit is made up of the Sumadik thing, the Sumadik thing. And now you can't identify which unit is the one that's Sumadik and which are the non-Sumadik. It is an Amish that thinks that he has a man and he takes those things that are Sumadik. And he has 100 non-Sumadik, he just can't identify which is the one that's Sumadik, which is one that's not Sumadik. So that's the thing, that it's proper, that's what it made. That is, what if he knows that he took one take of Sumadik and he put it on top of a barrel? Has a whole barrel full, a whole box full, and the top one is full. And he has 20 boxes, and each box has, let's say, five. Five takes one on top of the other, so five on another, one got to be 100. Each one has 10. And he has, let's say, 20 boxes, 20 times 10 has 200. Some have probably had 200 of these ingredients. And it's 200 ingredients there. From the 200, only one of them is true, and he knows that he put it right on top of one of the boxes. The how many Yigulim on which of the stomach were the Shumra? Not all 200. You have 199 Kulim Diti Yigulim against the one Yigul Shumra. But it's not all the Talmudim together. So as full of blood, but it's also, so there's a Machlokes in the Gemara where the Dam Shem Ishmael is beneath the Raisya or beneath the Rabbah. And And if you cook the chela first, and then you're not guilty if you burn it under the zeh, haftarah has to be raw chela. Nisach hayayin has to be raw, yeah, everything has to be raw, not cooked, and not boiled, and not dried in a bit. The Gemara says, I'm not like it. That should I say this? It says, the chumash of the reed, my nisach, it is from drinking dam. It's because, not even kapha, not even the zeh, no kapha, the dam is the bushel, so it's no good for kapha purposes. There's no prohibition, and I tell you, the whole reed says, dam is wrong with the rabbah. She says, I know that only that logic only makes sense by Behema. What about Kaya? You're not marked on the Zed anyway. What about the chicken? You never marked the chicken. You only marked on the Zed toys over there, you know? Only the chicken does. What about the salad? You're not marked on the Zed. You see that the Zed goes to the Zed. Not really the Zed are going to get. What if it's Kulin? What if it's Behema Kulin? Behema Kulin, you never marked the chicken. Well, it's probably the only reason, but it has nothing to do with the... Even if the dam is not ready to drink out of his death, it's still the other. So that's the Machlokes in the Gemara. How we describe the Paschim is a question. How do you understand the Rabbi? You say from the other, they keep on writing the dam clear, but they're describing all the dam shabish was there, right? The dam shabish was there. But Allah will make it to the people. The Rebbe says, and it's only there, so we can't go there. I'm more like the shot, the dam shabish was wrong with the Rabbi. What happens, let's say, if you have a little dam shabish, and then you're not sure, it's only with the Rabbanon, and then it gets mixed in with flesh, with meat, and you're not sure whether you have shishim or not. If you have the Dam Shadish, it's only with the Rabbanon,
and it gets mixed in a topic shishin. So you would say that they could have a moment of food. All that from about Davos with a kasha, why should I say that it's only an Issa de Rabbanon? Damsha Dishlo takes off the Issa de Raita of Dam. What's the problem? The Issa de Raita of Yotim and Makai? Every animal manufactures Dam. Like every animal manufactures milk. The female manufacturer produces milk. So the milk that comes actually the bones in a shell of Yotim and Oscar, but it was because of the name of the Chayyarat that it is. So the public called it as one called Rash. We see that Solomon Luther, but there's the dam that was manufactured by the animal. Why not say that that's the issue of Yotim and Oscar? The issue is the same public. The same public that says the Cholov is Luther. So one out of here. The Cholov should be Oscar and Dam should be Oscar. And the Cholov Dabar, we know it says. That if you cook both of the Cholov, it's also not Torah. But this is only if the Cholov comes from the cake. What if you have an unusual situation where you have a male animal who has milk? I'm not the case of a male animal that gives that milk. Not that the Cholov Dabar, there's no dinner brought to the Cholov. It's Luther. So that's why they're not bothered to cash it. So they tell offer that you only teach him to be involved with. If the Cholov Dabar can fix him with the doctor, there's no reason about the Cholov Dabar. There's no reason to bring that one. So the answer is, why don't you teach him? That the Cholov Dabar, we also have to be found the Cholov Dabar. We're not following the Cholov Dabar. The Cholov Dabar is not called Cholov, because it's not possible to get to the Cholov Dabar. Let it revert back to the original reason, there should be the Cholov Dabar. So the Tariq on all kinds of hands say. Tariq on all kinds of is one and the same topic. This topic that says, that the Cholov is Musa, the Pashtun is there, something that is, but it's interesting, there is a Machloike, it's the Rambam and the Rashbam. The Torah lists off all of the non-kosher animals, kosher animals and non-kosher animals. It doesn't say that he's permitted to eat human flesh. Is there any prohibition? But normally, what is it discussed? Well, a person is alive. And if I use the person, it's not because he's dead. If the person is dead, so maybe it's also by law. Forget about cannibalism. It's also by law, but it's not because he's dead. So, the point that, no, there is what to discuss. There is a group of Rishon Lahol, we have not passed anything like this. There is a group of Rishon Lahol. Question is, doctors are make a lot of money. Go to that group. The Rav Rishon would say that it makes us one only place to make a Yisrael. It's a Yaakov. I'm with the bundle. That's the whole idea of studying a dead body, the medical school, is based on the assumption that maybe I'm with the bundle. Because if you're all made from a lot of bundle, that constitutes getting a note. When you handle a mace, when you take apart, when you study anatomy, and you're learning something from the mace, so that should be a violation of Yisrael. So the person says, this is Sasha Tatrak, they have no other way to study anatomy, so then you lie, and those from all that maybe I'm with the bundle. Because it's another time, another question is that maybe I'm with the bundle. So the shayla is mutabah, no, maybe it's mutabahi. Is a human being a kosher animal or non-kosher animal? But the rabbi says it must be a kosher animal. How did he know it has to be a kosher animal? Because the cholov is mutah. The Gemara says that the milk that comes out from a woman is mutah. Or because it's forbidden, it's there the rabban, that an older person, an older child also is forbidden to drink directly from the mother's body. But let's say if you take milk, then it's always sitting in there. He doesn't drink directly, he's not yawning from the mother. So the Rashi asks that Kasha, what is he going to say that the Bistar Odom, and the Rama Mordo, the Zelita directs, the Bistar Odom, the Zelita directs, the human being is a non-social animal. So the Rashi asks against the Rama, if he's going to say that human being is a non-social animal, so the call of Odom should be also be tabulated, and also, and the thing is that it's not so. It does not prove that the Rama is wrong. That's the Kasha. And the Magadishu says the answer on the Rambam is that the Rambam himself points out that the only time you have a prohibition of Yosef and Ha'asir Rosser only is wrong if it's Yosef from an animal which if you would eat it you would get malchus as in Salah. Let's say you eat a behemoth or a tomato. If you eat a horse, if you eat a pig, you get malchus. But if you eat the Salah, then even the Rambam doesn't say that you can eat the malchus. It's not a behemoth tomato. The Chumash says goat as their problem. Is there such a not hanging? Is there such a heat there? It's a lava bomb of lava. But the Rabbi Mike, a yeast from a lobster is also only milk of the eggs that come out from an animal, that come out from a fowl. That if you were to eat that, it would be an eat a lava, then on the yeast they have made it, it's an eat. But if you have milk or eggs that come out from an animal that you don't want to eat, it's a So then the Rambam came out the Beirish is more, he writes came out like I'm like I'm in the Zawi. So the Rambam Mishnah says, the Rambam worded it like that in order to answer this kasha as a Rambam. So the Rambam was done with this kasha. How can you say that the Chol of Isha is Mutter, there's no prohibition to drink Chol of Isha, the Rambam holds that Tzar Rodham is an Isha. It's a name, it's a name, so it seems the Tzar Rodham even by Meitza Yaakov. So there's no Isha at all. How can you drink Chol of Isha? The Rambam said that the Isha of Yehudim and Rambam only applies to an Isha with a Zalab, and the Tzar Rodham is only Isha there. How did the Rambam know that that's so? The fact is that both of them in this one. The fact is that both of them in the same topic. Why is it that they're called in Muslim? Why should they all call them and all based in the author back? The Yehudim and Rambam, the Yehudim and Bechayah, the author. So the answer is, what's the Isha of Yehudim and Bechayah? So there is a Hakwek, it's Rashi and Tessin, as we read before. Rashi said because of Yehudim and Achai. It said because of Eina's Bucha. It said Eina's Bucha is an Isha Lesley. It's not Isha Allah. But the Rambam understood that this topic, the description of Eretz Yisrael, as the wonderful land that Eretz Zoach, Chol of Dvash, implies that it's Kosher, that the Chol of Kosher, why is it not Kosher? Because the Eina's Bucha only has an Isha Lesley. And there is no Isha of Yosef and HaAsur if the thing that it's coming from only has an Isha Lesley. That's how the Rambam understood. Who are the Nami any place? We have an Isha Retzeh, it wouldn't be any Isha of Yechim Ram. So the Akronim assumed that this is the Pshat, and then they bought it with a Kashi. There is a famous Gemara, a lot of people know the Gemara. Years ago, they still make cheese like that today. How do you make cheese? They take the enzyme from the stomach, the enzyme that the stomach produces, and that causes milk to crack. So the farm is always new, it's like, come on, I don't know that you all know that enzyme will cause the milk to fragment. So you can either take, let's say you have a young kid that just has milk from its mother, and you share this young kid, that's going to have a belly full of milk. And that milk in the belly is going to be coagulated because of the renin inside the stomach that's given out by the inside of the stomach, and it goes into the milk that's in the belly. Whenever the kid swallows food, so the venom is developed and it shoots out into the food. So you can either take the milk inside the kid's stomach and put that into the other milk because the venom is going to be in the milk. Or another way to do it would be to take a piece of meat from the oral hakeligo and throw that into a big container of milk. And the venom that's in the piece of meat is going to cause the hamot. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that it depends what the goyim did, what the Jews did. If you took a piece of meat from the Or HaKeva, from the skin of the stomach, and you threw that into a big vat of milk, even when you have way over shishim in the milk, again, the relevance of meat, you won't say that it won't even be bought with the shishim. It will not be bought with the shishim. Why? Because it's Zorah HaMamet. That's called Zorah HaMamet. Because the enzyme has an effect on the milk. It changes it from a liquid to a solid. It makes the whole fun chadash program. Instead of being liquidy milk, it becomes curdy like cheese. So Dabar Mamet, I feel that was like both. So that was the unique, so that would be prohibited if it was, if you took a piece of meat and you threw it in. Took a piece of meat from the stomach and you threw it in, and it was Mamet. What if you didn't take a piece of meat? What if you took the milk that's inside the stomach of the kid and you threw that inside the milk? But then the remnant that's inside the milk will do the hamadah, so that's okay. So the post came up bothered with a kasha. Obviously, the Chachamim understood that the thing that does the hamadah over here is the enzyme, not the piece of flesh. The remnant, the enzyme of remnant is the thing that changes it. So what's the difference if you take the milk inside the stomach and you throw that into the other milk? But that's kasha, that's okay. So what is the problem if you take a piece of meat, take a little piece of meat and throw it into the milk? The piece of meat is going to be bottom of the shish. There's not going to be any human sound in the meat. So how do you say that the rennet is trace? Well, it's the exact same rennet that you find it inside the milk, inside the stomach. So that rennet is kosher. Why is that rennet kosher? And then the answer is no. So the answer is no. Because
when did the animal produce this red? It's only when it's alive. After the animal died, all the body function stopped. It didn't produce any red. It's only red that was produced by the animal while it was alive. It's like milk.
Okay.
It's like milk. It's just like milk. There's no reason to be able to not to milk. There's no reason to be able to not to milk. And damn, you need to damn it. There's no reason to be able to not to milk. There's no reason to get to milk to on the venom that's produced by this stuff. So what's the problem that going into? What's the problem when you take the meat and you throw it into the mill, but the meat is not imamed? It's only the venom that's imamed. And the venom is a yotzei min ha'chai, which is also a yotzei min ha'chai mitzvah. But the meat is from the shisha. I don't have the elef. The goyim did it. The goyim would take it, the mother would forbid it to buy cheese from a non-Jew. Because Mar has various missions there. The great of Mar has various reasons why it's a business. So one of the many reasons, among these six reasons, it was unclear. So Mar did one of the reasons is because they have to be afraid that this is their common practice. That's how they They would take a piece of meat, nevela. Nevela, you don't have kosher meat. They would throw this little piece of nevela. It's not a piece of meat, a ranch. The chicken is not going to work. But you take the stomach lining of a cow, of a calf, so it's going to produce lemon. If you throw a piece of meat into the milk, it's going to, if you wait for half an hour, it's going to change all of the milk into cheese. Also that when it comes down. But the other piece of meat for the year, why does the Gemara in Shemunah, why does it say that that makes all of the milk faster? That you are mamid with the meat, you're not mamid with the meat, you're mamid with the rest. So the answer that the official answer that's given is, that even though the Kaya Hamad is only the end joint, the Chacham do that also. The farmers do that. Everybody knows you can take the milk inside the stomach. And so that the milk do the same thing. Dami seems to be lemon that came out from the flesh, not the flesh itself that does Hamad. Nevertheless, told Mom that you have a piece of meat and the lemon hasn't been separated from it, I treat the whole thing as one unit. And I say that the whole thing is considered with Abel. And I'll break it down to its component parts and I say, well, this is Bavta, and this is enzyme, and the enzyme is not included in the ether, only the Bavta is included in the ether. And he points out that we should have a lot of times, the Halacha does have a lot of times. Take, for example, there's a Mishnah in Mishnah in Orva, that you might quote in the end of Masechta Bavta. But it's not the same thing, there's another kind of Dovah Anami. Let's say a person has dough. Dough that he didn't bake. So, you take a little piece of dough, and you mix flour and water, so if you're not going to put in yeast, you're going to take 5 years, so it's going to rise. It takes forever. You have to put in a piece of yeast. So you put a piece of yeast, that will serve as a catalyst, and it will cause it to rise there. So what happens is the piece of yeast that you put in is not much of dry yeast, the bacteria, once you have a piece of dough from a previous sourdough. So if that piece of dough happens to be shrumen, a farmer would not wish to push with that dough. He gave it to the son, he tried to cook the grain, and he ground it up and made flour, and he made bread. And then he saved over some of the dough. He saved over some of the yeast. And now, by mistake, that dough falls into kulabikir dough. And you have shishin against the dough. There's no problem. But it's a dough ha-machmet. So it's a dough ha-machmet, but dough ha-machmet. Or let's say I have the flour was made from grain, which happens to grow right next to grapes. So the grapes with the grain will be kloyaker. So this grain is kloyaker. So if I had the oshel kloyaker and or the oshel truma shenav b'mitzvah isa, and it causes to be mekamis, it causes to rise. So it says that even though you have shishim in the head of the isa, against the oshel isur. Not bubble shishim because I said Dovaham Mam is Dovah Mahamga. So that's where the answer comes from. What are you talking about? Everybody knows what causes the what's the catalyst over here? The flour. The bacteria. Well, why is that if you can separate the bacteria, you have a package of flesh and dry. So there's no dough at all. It has nothing to do with grain. So the bacteria the things that cause it to be mama. So what do I care if I have a little bit of dough with the bacteria, but the thing that makes the hamad is the bacteria, it's not the dough. Mommy said I threw a little bit of shrinking food, but the shrinking food is called the shishim. It's the exact same answer that we said by the Or HaKevah,
the substance is over there as well, that you don't treat the bacteria. Just like they don't say that the enzyme is treated separate from the buffer. Clothesline that the enzyme, the venom, is still on the buffer. It wasn't separated yet. So I treat it as one unit. So the same over here. I don't treat the bacteria separate from the whole dough. I treat it as one big unit. Some chemists today are tiny and some are running, are agreeing with them. That I have to. Yes, a big issue. Enzymes, that's the whole food, the whole food preparation industry is working with enzymes. You can take an enzyme and take this stuff and change it into the silver fish. And take a different enzyme and change it into tyson. Enzymes are very big enough. Just like you can take an enzyme, a relish, take it off and convert it into cheese. They can make it even as well. It's unbelievable. You just have to hit the right enzyme and mix it together. You can change the milk into fresh and fresh. You look, everything you can change. So how do you treat these enzymes? But you can't say that the enzyme should be treated separate from the buffer that it's with. Hold on, that it's together, you see the same stuff. Everybody knew that it's the enzyme that does the hamada, not the buffer. But hold on, that it's together, you treat it as one. And you cannot treat the bacteria as if it's an animal that's living off of the food. Like a cow, some say it's a cow that's eating food and it's doing something over there. It's not a cow that's eating food. We treat the bacteria together with the whole thing that it's living on and what we do it. And then if it causes something, even the bacteria is causing this change. It's not that the dough is causing some bacteria is causing it. I treat it as if the dough, everything altogether causes a change. That's a lot of more detail, but go ahead and more time.
Okay.
Yeah, like every part of it.